Most of us have never lived without running water at home. Today, we'll hear about people who are getting used to a lack of indoor plumbing and others who would rather have running water. In the second segment of the series Kick the Bucket, we'll also hear some of the reasons Alaska hasn't made modern plumbing a simple fact of life for all Alaskans. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Dan Winkleman, the president of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, or YKHC, recently got a phone call from his mother-in-law in Queethluk.
And she goes, "Guess what?" And I was like, "What?" And she said, "I just finished doing the dishes in my sink with the water from the faucet. And I wanted to let you know how exciting that was." And she was just giddy, you know, with excitement.
What's so exciting about washing dishes? Queethluk never had running water before. It wasn't easy and it wasn't cheap. A water treatment plant, water tank, and sewage lagoon cost $41 million. That's a lot of money, but this is rural Alaska. Weather can wreak havoc with schedules. Getting anything here is expensive, especially heavy equipment, and piped water and sewer means digging trenches for pipes and pumps, plus installing plumbing in individual homes. But Queethluk's system is costly even for rural Alaska, where piped water and sewer in some communities cost in the $3 to $5 million range. YKHC remote maintenance worker Bob White says the Queethluk treatment plant, which cost $4.2 million, has sophisticated features to reduce maintenance and operations, such as computerized controls and sensors that will send out alerts if something isn't working as it should. And to avoid the expense of large underground sewage pipes, each home is getting a grinder pump that will move sewage through narrow 2-inch pipes.
They're expensive, and they're heavy. This one's brand new.
And it's heavy duty.
Their original design broke. Part of the problem, it wouldn't take the harsh conditions. Pump manufacturer actually started making an Arctic version. And so this is their Arctic version.
50 miles up the Kuskokwim River, Tuntutuliak, population 400, doesn't have running water and gets by on what's called a flush haul system. Waste from flush toilets goes into a holding tank, then gets hauled away. People have to haul water home. Brian Lefferts, director of YKHC's Office of Environmental Health and Engineering, says there's a public health cost to that.
We find that people drastically conserve the water, and then they don't realize the health benefits that come with having pipe running water and sewer service.
Lefferts says the decision on which communities get funding for water and sewer projects comes out of a detailed evaluation.
All the water and sewer, what we call needs in the state, get entered into a database. It's called the Sanitation Deficiency System. We have estimated project costs, number of homes they'd serve, looking at health impact, capital cost, the current level of service, and then the level of service they'd have after the project.
Other criteria include how well the community is doing, managing what it has, collecting fees, for instance, and getting employees trained and certified. A 1994 report by the Federal Office of Technology Assessment recommended an annual budget of $120 million for rural sanitation in Alaska. Federal and state funding combined never reached that level, and now officials say it will take $900 million to catch up. But federal funding has dropped by 64% in the past 10 years. The gap between what's needed and what's available is getting wider. And the lack of money right now for maintenance and operations is damaging existing systems. We'll find out more about that next time. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.